Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Welcome, everybody. So, have you ever told yourself you're creating something, but really you're just rearranging your thoughts, rearranging your desk, and calling it progress? What if your quote-unquote busy energy is just you pretending to create so you don't actually have to choose? Strap in, my friends. This one's going to hurt today. Me and you, probably. Are you pretending to create? Today we're going to poke at something that a lot of people are secretly doing, actively avoiding looking at it. Been there myself. And it's pretending to create. Yeah, basically that's what it is. Not failing to create. Let me clarify. It's not failing to create. It's not blocked from creating. Pretending to create. It's a doozy, okay? Energetically, it looks like this. You're spinning, planning, journaling, thinking on it, organizing, like I said, organizing your desk, rearranging your ideas, finding a new way to organize it, a different planner. Anybody else ever be like, I'll do it in notes, and then I'll do it in a physical thing, and then I'll do a mind of it. Yeah, right here. Woo! Me, okay? I know a lot of us have. But nothing is actually being born into the world. Nothing is actually getting done. You're spinning. And here's one of the sneaky things, and something we're going to get into a lot in today's show, is a lot of what we're quote-unquote trying to create, more often than not, we don't actually want to create it, which is one of the things that kind of creates that looping, spinning, I'm working on it, I swear I'm working on it, okay? We're forcing ourselves to build things that don't light us up, that don't excite us, and then we wonder why absolutely nothing gets done. That's why. Okay. So stick with me today. I'll share with you the insight of the why this occurs. Then we're going to delve into one of my favorite words to pick on, try. What is the energy of try? And then we're going to get clarity on what we want to create, if you want to create it, and then tips on how to shift from pretending to creating. Settle in, take a breath, and get curious. Because if you've been spinning your wheels like me with a few things, then today is the show that you really want to listen to. And on that, welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. With me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. I am a nationally board certified health and wellness coach with, as the intro says, almost 20 years of coaching. Oh my gosh, I'm almost 35 years into the world of bodies. In so many different ways, 20 years into energetic empowerment coaching, and I love it. I absolutely love it, and I hope you enjoy this too, because if you are curious about something, I'm glad you're here. And if you're curious about a topic that we haven't spoken about yet, please drop me a line at hello@danielle.com so that we can explore it together, because I guarantee, my friend, you are not the only one that's curious about it. I'm curious about it, and if we are, other people are too. All right, so as I spoke to earlier, today we are talking about, are you pretending to create? Like I said, this one's gonna hurt. It hurt me doing the notes for it. I'm like, yeah, I did that. Yeah. Oh, and hopefully we're gonna get to some of those hoes after the, oh, Danielle, why are you saying that? I'm saying it because sadly it's true. So what are the energetics of pretending to create? Well, thank you. I'm glad you asked. Okay. So the energetic flavor of pretending to create, it has no movement. Okay. Remember, energy is that thing that's all around us. When we're in the flow of the energy, things move. Things get created. We get excited. Time slips away because we're so into what we're creating. And so when you are pretending to create, The energy is not there. It has no move. Sorry, it has no momentum. It has movement. Like, I'm going to move the things on my desk from here to here. Because how many of us have said, I can't work if my desk isn't organized? I'm raising my hand if you're only listening to the audio. I've said that so many times, and while part of it's true, what part of it is an excuse or that pretense, that pretending to create? Somebody in the chat's like, me? Yeah. So like I said, so there is an element of truth, because if you have that cluttered energy around, I get how it can be hard. But how many of us have been like, I have five pieces of paper on my desk and I just can't create until I get that organized? That part's an excuse. Okay. So we're going to bridge the gap of the excuse versus the awareness of what's going on. Okay. So it has movement, but it has no momentum. What do I mean by momentum? Okay. Momentum is that, no pun intended, but that forward momentum, right? Momentum is an indication of things moving forward, things actualizing, being created, excuse me, being born into the world, showing up online. If it's a virtual thing, if it's a physical thing, it shows up in your hand, right? You've actually created it, put A and B together and got C, okay? That is the momentum. And with this pretending to create, there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of movement. You feel busy. And that's one of the things I really want to get across is, like, you feel busy. You know, I've worked with myself and other clients, and they're like, I am working so hard, but I'm just not making the money. Or I'm working so hard at changing this or doing that, but nothing seems to shift and change. This pretending to create has a very busy feel to it. So are you feeling busy but not getting anywhere? You could be pretending to create, okay? You talk about what you're working on. You research it. This is one of my favorites. I get caught up in the research thing all the time. You think about it in the shower while driving. You talk to your friends. You make lists. You make plans. But there's no energetic engagement in the world, okay? You're still in that fanciful, that wish, that dream. And I actually did a whole show on wishing. I can't remember what the name of it is, but it's really good. Go back and check it out. But nothing is actually being pulled into reality. Again, you're pretending to create. Okay. Pretending to create. It's like, I love this analogy. It's like revving your engine in neutral, parked, and going, vroom, vroom, I'm going far. Look at this. Woohoo. And you haven't actually left the garage, right? And in that scenario, you do use the full fuel, right? Gas. You waste the gas, but you're still not out of the garage. And just like in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, they learned that just because you're sitting in a garage moving the wheels, no miles actually move forwards or backwards because you're not actually getting anywhere. And what's interesting about this is pretending to create can actually exhaust you more than the actual creation. You can spend just as much time in the pretending to create as the actualizing. Like, you're like in stage A, you're pretending to create, you spend 5 hours. And then in the stage B, you're actually creating and you spend 5 hours. That 5 hours of pretending to create can exhaust you. And then you feel depleted. And then it's like, I'm working so hard, I can't go on. Again, it's that busy feeling. Okay. And here's the pisser of the whole situation. One of the key elements I've discovered while talking with people and talking and doing a little bit sharp talk with myself is one of the questions we really need to look at. If we're in this stage of pretending to create, do we desire to create what we say we want to create? And as I ask you guys these questions, there's going to be a lot of variations of, like, of course, maybe, kind of, yes, because, and then the reason justifications. And we're going to get into that a lot, because a lot of us create because we think that's what we're supposed to create, but it doesn't actually mean it's what we desire to create. So I have a lot of tips and tricks about that coming up a little bit later in the show, so stick around. But the point is, we're pretending to build somebody else's life, somebody else's business, somebody else's dream. And I'm not just talking about the scenario of like, oh, yeah, I'm trying to create my mom's life or my dad's life or whatever. It's like, it's no, we look at social media. We look at, if we're trying to create a fun life, we look at social media. If we're trying to create a successful business, we look at successful businesses. And then we go, oh, they're successful in life or business. That's how it should be done. Let me create that. But who says that actually works for you? Is that the life that you desire? Okay. And so one of my favorite examples I can give you for this is, I was working with a client and she was struggling with money. And so I asked her one day, I'm like, okay, well, what does a life with money look like to you? And she was like, all these private planes and first class tickets and high-end hotels and life on the road and these cars and in these jewelry and all this kind of interesting stuff. But the energy wasn't there. There was a lot of movement, right? But there was no momentum. There was no actual, like, the energy wasn't landing. And I'm like, is that truly the life that you desire? I'm like, look at one of the happiest times in your life. What were you doing? And she looked and she's like, oh, you know when I'm actually happiest? She's like, you know, ever since I was a little girl, I would go out with my dad to the mountains on horseback and, you know, and all this kind of stuff. And she's like, I just love it. I love camping. I'm like, what part of that is first class tickets, high-end jewelry, cars and stuff? And she's like, but I thought that's what a life with money looked like. I'm like, no, what does your life with money look like? So she had been doing all of this stuff, these jobs, these activities, trying to create money, but she didn't actually desire the life that she was creating because it was somebody else's dream, right? We see it in the movies, and she had a couple of people in her life who were like, no, that's what it's supposed to look like. And she went, okay, that's what it's supposed to look like. But it didn't actually make her happy. And so she got in this pretense of creation because she knew the end result wouldn't make her happy. So we spin our wheels to not get there. We do that pretense, that pretending to take action. We're pretending to create because we don't want the end results. And what was really fun about this is once I started asking her these questions and she got this awareness, she went, you know what? Actually, it costs a lot to, I don't need a fancy sports car. I need a good truck to pull the horse trailer. And the horse trailer's not cheap. And the horses aren't cheap themselves. And they eat a lot. And they need taken care of. And then there's the ranch and the hay and all this. She started going off and she's like, and her universe just exploded. And there was that forward momentum. And she's like, that's the life that I love. She's like, and I want good camping equipment and all this kind of, like, yeah. Then she started creating money. Then all those places that she was pretending to create stopped, and she actually started creating because she got the clarity of what it was that she desired her life with money to look like. It wasn't the fancy clothes. It was the warm clothes, granted. I mean, and what's funny is she actually needed more money in her life to live the horse life that she wanted than the other kind of life that she thought she wanted. But it was easier to create that more money because she actually desired the good camping, the good clothes, the good horses, the good truck, and all this kind of stuff. And so she got the clarity. She stopped pretending to create. She stopped doing busy. She stopped doing exhaustion. And then she got excited about her life again. Okay. So let me say this clearly. Energetically, pretending isn't being lazy. It's quite the opposite. It's over-efforting with no actual receiving, just like my client. She worked so hard for nothing. But once she started working towards what she desired, the universe provided, she received. It was amazing. So pretending, a lot of people are going to look at it, think like you're being lazy or ineffectual. No. How many of us are working so hard to the point of exhaustion and we feel we're getting nowhere? That's when you have to ask yourself that harsh question. Am I pretending to create? And what do I actually desire to create? Okay, we're going to go for a first break. I hope you guys are still with me. Like I said, this one hurts, but it's one of the things we need to hear most. Okay, it truly, truly is. So I hope you stick with me because I have some tips. I have more about the energetics. When we come back, we're going to get into that word try. One of my favorite words to pick on is the word try. So stick around. When we get back, we're going to go into that. And you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. And if it is time for us to have a private chat, do check out my website, danielle.com. I'm actually having a big sale right now, retiring a bunch of products because more fun stuff is coming. So I'm kind of doing a refresh there. So check it out. And you can check out my sessions page if now is the time for you and I to have a private chat, something you're wondering about, something I may be able to contribute to. All right. So speaking of action, today we're talking about, are you pretending to create? We've all been there. Let's be honest. We have all been there. Okay. So in first segment, we were talking about how pretending to create has a lot of movement. You feel busy, you even feel exhausted sometimes, but there's no actual forward momentum, okay? That is in that cycle of pretending. And now I want to talk about one of my favorite words to pick on, try. How many of you have ever said, I'm trying to create this? Or if you're asked, are you coming to the party? I'll try. And how many of us say that knowing full well we're not going to the party? I'll try means I'm not coming, but I am too polite and too kind to say no. I'll try. Try is the pretense of action. It's a performance of action. It's oh my gosh, it is so. Like I said, this wasn't one of the reasons it's one of my favorite words to pick on, because try is a pretense. You either do it or you don't. And so when we say things like, I'm trying to create my life, what are you trying? Yes or no, up or down, right? So this is the first show of mine you've listened to. I love the energy of words. I have a specialty class called The Energy of Words. And one of the things you want to do is you want to go back to the original definitions of words, because that's when the energy matched the word. Our original language is energy. And when we speak words, we invoke energy, and we always invoke that original definition. So we always want to look at that. So not only is try an interesting word because it has that pretend energy to it, because remember we're pretending today, it has that pretend energy to it. What's interesting is the original definition of try is sifting. Sifting, to pick out or sift, meaning literally we're separating. How funny is that? That the original definition of try is basically separating. And they also bring it to triage. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever seen like a medical show or if you're in medicine, when you do a triage situation, you quickly sort out which ones will live, which ones won't, and who you can help and who you can't. It is literally separation. So every time you also say, "Oh, I'm trying to create my life," you're looking at it going, "What parts do I want to keep? What parts do I not want to do?" You're back in that cycle, that motion of pretending, and that loop of not actually going anywhere. Okay, so I invite you to start looking at that energy anytime you say things like, "I'll try to launch that course," "I'm trying to write my book," "I'm trying to eat healthier," "I'm trying to move my body," "I'm trying to get my business going." What energy is the word trying actually putting into your energy? Sorry, your business, your life, whatever it is. Okay. And there's a lot of words that I could pick on with this, but try and trying and all of its variations is a big one. It comes up so often, my friends. Okay. So would you be willing to give up trying in favor of actually doing it, of achieving it, of creating it? All right. So, creation responds to choice. You have to make a choice. And remember, right at the beginning, I said pretending to create is an avoidance of choice. So, what choice are you avoiding to make, even if it's the realization of that you don't want to do it? Okay. So, trying does this thing where it pretends to move forward, but energetically, trying just circles and loops you, and you never get anywhere. Okay, so here's the big thing. I talked about this a little bit. The trap of creating what you don't want. And this is a big one. This, my friends, is one of the big things that you really need to pay attention to. Because here's the thing that a lot of people don't want to acknowledge, say out loud, even if it's just out loud in their own head. Most people are trying to create things that they don't want to do. They're trying to create things they don't want to have. Now, is this 100% across the board? No. Is it 100% in every single life? No. Are there things I'm creating that I absolutely desire to create? Absolutely. Are there things I'm trying to create that I don't want to create? Yes. We all have that. We all have that ratio somewhere else. Because we live in a society that says, grow up, fit in, find a job, make the money, get married, have the kids, raise the kids, be a grandparent, save enough money so you can retire at a specific age, because at one point in time you're going to want to stop working, and then just don't be a burden until you die. Yay. What? And along the lines there's a lot of this is what you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to be it. I was raised in a very religious community. And I was told my job was to grow up and get married and have kids. I didn't do that because I had the brilliance of having a mother who went, "Well, what do you want to do?" I'm like, "Oh." She's like, "Well, you don't have to do this. What would you like to do?" What is it you would like to do? Okay. And, I could ask you questions like, if money wasn't a factor, what would you choose? And that's great on paper. And in the meantime, we're living in a reality where money is a factor. So, what would be fun for you to create money with and for? Okay, because we create money with and we create money for. All right, so how many of us are creating the life that we think we should, that we're told we should, that we, culture, religion, family has dictated to us this is what your life is supposed to look like. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, how many of us are creating something that we don't actually desire to create? And then we put all this effort into it, and it just doesn't work. You're pretending to create. Because as long as you're pretending to create, they'll leave you alone. They're like, oh, she's trying so hard. Good for her. You just keep going. Have you ever had anything that you were creating and it just almost by magic came up overnight? You wanted to write an article. You wanted to create a craft. How often have you done that where all of a sudden it's like, boom, and there it is in front of you? That's something you actually desire to create. Okay. And so this is where we get into those shoulds. The website they should build, the program they should build, the life they should build, the family they should build. But it is actually what you want. Okay. And let me say this clearly. You can't create something you're rejecting energetically. Just like that example I gave you at the beginning of my client who was trying to create that fancy, dancy life of fancy clothes, high-end jewelry, first-class plane tickets, fast cars, all of that kind of stuff. She was rejecting it energetically, which put her into that energy of looping. Okay? Put her into the energy of pretending to create. So let me say that again. You can't create something you are rejecting energetically. And this is where the harsh truth comes in, where we need to be vulnerable with ourselves and our lives and going, anything I'm creating or trying to create or not creating or say I'm creating that is actually not showing up, do you want to do it? Do you want to do it? If you have worked for things for years and it's just not working, do you want to do it? Again, this isn't 100% across the board. There's many variations, but this is a larger percentage of people that we have to look at this. Somewhere we all have this in our lives, okay? And the other thing is you can't create something that isn't yours, meaning your idea of your business, your life, or anything in between. I've seen so many people try to create somebody else's successful life or business because that's what they think it has to look like, just like my client that I gave you the example of, okay? And here's the thing. Once you become aware of this energy, it gets really loud and you have to, it gets harder to ignore it, which is exciting in a way. So that's one of those places where I say, sorry, not sorry. Okay. Because you're asking for something different in your life. And if you're asking for something different in your life, you first have to acknowledge what it is you desire. Because I've seen so many people also do that. They're like, well, something just has to be different. I'm like, okay, what is it? Just something. I'm like, great, what is it? Just something. I'm like, okay. And it's really, 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 really interesting how many people don't have an answer to that. I remember it was probably about 10, 12 years ago. Somebody asked me, what would you like your life to be like? What would you like to create? And I went, I have no idea. And then I went looking externally for examples, found examples, and I went, oh, they seem successful. I'll create that. And guess what? It didn't work. How often do we do that? We ask this question. I've asked myself, I've asked myself what I would like to create as my life. But then do we look internally or do we look externally for examples? More often than not, we look externally for examples and we go, oh, they haven't figured out. Let me create that. The question is gone. Let me create that is not a question. Let me create that is a duplication. Somebody else's life, somebody else's idea, somebody else's business. And then you wonder why it doesn't work. That's why it doesn't work. That's why you never get out of neutral. That's why you never start that forward momentum. Okay. We're up to our next break. When we come back, we're going to start talking about this shift, creating from what you actually desire. And we're going to throw in some tips and tricks about and questions and things to do of how to get the clarity of what would you like. And once it is, you have that clarity of what you would like, how do you create it then? Right? How do you create from what you desire? And then how do you know what it is you desire? All right, we'll go into all of that and more when we come back. And remember, if you have a show suggestion, I would love to know what you are curious about, because that's what we're here for, to explore this amazing, glorious world. Be curious about it, be wonder about it, ask those questions, and then discover. So drop me a line at hello@donnielle.com, donnielle.com, and let me know what you are curious about. All right, my friends, you are watching The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Donnielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on The Exploration of Wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Donnielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Donnielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@donnielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back to the Exploration of Wonder, where we are asking the difficult question and poking the bear today of, are you pretending to create? Oh, so you're like, no, I'm really busy. I'm working really hard. You are. We all are. And if you're getting nowhere, you might want to ask these questions too. Okay. So like ask, what do I desire to create? What do I want to create? This is a question that most people don't ask, or if they do, they ask it loaded, right? They ask it with an agenda. They ask it in a different way. They'll say things like, what would I like to create that would make my life or business succeed? On the surface, it sounds like a great question. But again, we're looking for the external examples. Oh, my business has to look like this to succeed, so let me create that, duplicate that. Oh, my life has to look like this to be successful, let me create or duplicate that. But if it's not what we're desiring, if it doesn't match our energy, our desires, we get nowhere. Okay, and those are the times when you need to ask something like, what lights me up? Because as I indicated before, we've all had those moments, those creations where you're like, oh my gosh, I got so much done and it only took me an hour. That's when the energy is moving, it's flowing, it's that momentum. You're moving forward because you're just so excited. All right, and I know time isn't real. We can get into that in a different show. But it's that energy of excitement. It lights you up. True creations don't drain you. They call you, they tug you, they light you up. They make you feel alive before you actually do anything with them. Those kind of things indicate that you're actually starting something that you desire. If you're excited, if it makes you feel alive, if it makes you feel like more is possible, then do it. But if you do it like, this is what will make me succeed, look at the energy. Just me saying that is like, ugh. It's like something just fell on the floor. All right. So here are 10 tips to shift from pretending to actual creation. Okay. Because my friends, I don't want you trying so hard to make something work. Remember, trying is even that pretense of action. It's that separation. It's that sifting, right? Like when I was a kid, we used to sift flowers and beans. And beans, we'd take out the rocks and stuff. I had a weird childhood. Anyways, but yeah, okay. So I don't want you to try hard. I want you to, I don't want you to try hard. I want you to succeed dynamically. And that first thing is really getting clear of what are you desiring, right? What is something that actually lights you up, that excites you, that you can't wait to work on it? It's not that you're like, oh my gosh, it's 5 o'clock, I'm just done. Yay. It's I'm 5 o'clock and I still have more time to work on this because I'm so freaking excited. Okay. I don't want you to if feel if a project, if a relationship, if a something you're doing feels heavy, that drain, that like, oh, I have to do this, then you're forcing it. Something needs to shift. So you don't have to always change the whole project, but something in there may need to shift, okay? Even if it's just our attitude. All right, Chris, creation, whether it's in business, art, or professional, doesn't come from force. No fun comes from force. Whether it's a weight loss plan or a business creation plan or a relationship plan, nothing fun and good comes from force, okay? So here's tip number one. Stop saying, I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm trying to create my relationship. I'm trying to create my business. I'm trying. I'm trying to lose weight. Well, good luck. Okay. Replace it with things like, I'm choosing or I'm not choosing this. Get really radical and do like, I'm not choosing this because no. Like, are you coming to the party? No. Thanks for the offer, but no. And remember, no is a complete sentence. So you can absolutely say this. Okay. Because whenever we say I'm trying, again, is that shifting, that sifting, but it's saying I'm not fully committed, I'm not fully in, I'm not actually choosing this. So when you stop saying words like I'm trying and say I'm choosing, you actually have to be present with that energy of like I'm choosing this, right? I'm choosing puts you back in the power, in the flow, in that forward momentum. It's decisive. It's telling you I'm either in or I'm out, but you're present with it, you're conscious of it, and you know the direction that you're going. How many people have hidden in the energy of I'm trying? Once again, if you're only watching audio or listening to audio, I'm raising my hand. I know I have hidden in the energy of I'm trying, meaning I'm just going to put it off for more later. Okay. So say I'm choosing. See kind of how that different energy sits. Okay. Tip number two, ask, do I actually want to create this? It's a doozy. How many of us get caught up in what we think we should be creating to have that successful life, the successful business, all of that kind of stuff? I got caught up in a lot of that with my marketing too, right? I've had a coaching business for 18 years now. And I've done a lot of, well, people have done this and it worked for them. I'm sure it'll work for me. Blank, blank, blank. Well, guess what? It didn't. Okay. It didn't. If when you try to do things like other people are doing it, you're not being present with it. You're not asking the questions. You're not choosing it. So you need to ask a question like, do I actually want to create this? Will it work for me in my business? Will it work for me in my life? Okay. Does it feel like me? If the answer is no, stop forcing it. And not does it feel like me because it's so different. Things can feel different, but still feel like you because we have that energy of change, growth, and evolution. And so when you ask, it's like, this might be new. I've never done it before. Does it feel like me? Yes. The energy, that excitement is still there. Okay. When you follow what you truly want to create, you'll get the energy from the creation instead of being drained by it. Okay. Let me say that again. When you follow and create what you actually desire to create, you get the energy from that creation instead of being drained by it. All right. Tip number three, follow the aliveness, not the obligation. Let your desire be the compass. Obligation, expectation, projection. This is just better work. Is heavy. And just play with it. It's interesting when you play with this light and this heavy thing. It's a tool that is something we innately are born with. Anything that is true for you will make you feel light. Anything that is not true for you will make you feel heavy. And feel heavy like you can even just say it. I mean, and you can be silly. Just do it with me right now. So say like, say to yourself, if you're sitting down, I'm going to pretend you're sitting down because it makes it real clear. Say, I'm standing up. Well, no, it feels heavy because it's just not true. And now say, I'm sitting down. You're going to feel that energy. So the same thing happens with this, because you're going to say things like, I'm doing this because it's going to work. The energy tanks because you're not actually choosing it. You're not actually creating what is required for your life. So follow the aliveness, not the obligation, not the shoulds, not the projections, not the duplication. Okay. What do you desire? What would be fun for you? And here's the thing, you know, when I talk about this light heavy or the energy, follow the aliveness, recognize that this is when the universe is talking to you. You're talking to the universe and the universe is talking back. These are some of these subtle and sometimes not so subtle ways of the energy letting you know, your life letting you know, and your body letting you know, oh, go this direction, do this thing. All right. Hope that makes sense. If not, draw me a line and let me know. I'm always happy to talk more about it. Tip number 4, notice where you're spinning. You ever have those days where you're like, I've been busy all day and I feel like I've got nothing done. And then, you know, some friend goes, well, what did you actually do? And then if you can list, like, I did this, 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 and this. And if it's not just like cleaning your desk or your office, if you actually had that forward momentum, some days are just like that. But if you be like, I feel like I've been working all day and I've got nothing done. And your friend goes, well, hey, what did you do? And you're like, nothing. How can I have been busy all day and I have nothing to show for it? That's the spin. That's the loop. That's the pretending. Okay. But here's the thing. You want to get curious, not judgmental. Judging your spinning will just get you into more of a spin. Oh, my friends, anytime you try to judge yourself out of judging yourself, that shit doesn't work, okay? It just doesn't work. Spinning looks more like that overthinking, that overplanning endlessly, waiting for the right time. And I know I haven't even talked about that yet. How many of us have waited for the quote-unquote right time? Again, I'm raising my hand if you're just listening. I have waited for the right time, tweaking the same thing again and again. I just got to be ready. I just got to be prepared. I'm waiting for the right time. All that does is put you into a loop of wait. It's a vicious, vicious trap, my friend, okay? Spinning is often a sign that you're pretending to create. You're not in the action. You're not in the energy flow momentum. You're just shuffling papers on your desk. You're just going through the motions. So one of the tricks with this is to notice it with that curiosity, not judgment. Like I said, if you notice you're spinning, what am I aware of? What am I not willing to do? What am I afraid of sometimes? Sometimes we can be afraid of it. What am I not willing to have? Do I actually desire this? There's a million questions that you can ask. And when you have the awareness, not the judgment, it breaks the spin. It breaks that loop. And then you know what actual actions to take to keep you moving forward. Okay. So if you're spinning, celebrate the awareness of it and then get curious. Ask those questions. What do I actually desire? What's going on here? What am I afraid of? Do I actually desire this? What am I aware of? A good general question to have in your back pocket all the time is, what am I aware of? You'd be surprised what comes up. All right, my friends, we have more tips coming up, but we are going to go to a break because it's just that time and I don't want to break up the tips. So you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. We are on the Inspired Choices Network and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And today we're asking that hard-hitting question, are you pretending to create? We've all been there. We all have aspects of our lives that we're doing this. So right now we're in the midst of sharing tips and tricks as to get out of pretending and actually into the action of creating, into that forward momentum. So tip number 5 is be aware of your body. If you're feeling exhausted, more often than not, it's because you're pretending to create. I mean, there is always those cases where you just overwork. That happens. It's a different exhaustion, though. But if your head feels spinny, loopy, you can't focus, you can't concentrate, what's actually going on? What information is your body giving you? When you talk about this project, whether it's your life or business, but you talk about this project, does your body tingle with excitement or does it droop in anticipation? Is your body tense or is your body expanded? Is your body feel like space, like relaxed and fluid, or is it all tense and ready to go or ready to spring into things? Well, be aware of that because your body will give you a lot of information about if you're looping and pretending or if you're actually desiring to create. Tip number 6, drop the plan and ask what wants to exist through me right now. What I mean by this is, like when we look for that external example, be like, their life is great, I'm going to create that. You put a plan into motion of what that's supposed to look like, how you're supposed to get there. But then we stop asking questions. Oh, we stop letting that intuition, that inspiration come through because we could start down that path and then the universe go, I'm so glad you're on this path because if we take a right here, there, I have something just waiting miraculous and beautiful for you. And you're like, I can't hear anything, la, 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 la. And so you don't hear the inspiration from the universe. So drop the plan and ask, be in that question. And I did a great show on what if we stopped asking questions about, check it out. It's a lot, it's a fun one. But what wants to exist through you right now? Okay, creativity often arrives in the unplanned moments. And you know, there's a reason it's a stereotype that the greatest information comes when you're in the shower. Because guess what happens when you're in the shower? You're with your body, you're out of your head, you're not like la 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 la, right? When you're driving, how often does great inspirations come when driving? I've had to leave a little like recorder in my car so I can be like, oh my gosh, that's a great idea, click, you know, and I can't write it down. I'm driving. Let's practice safety, my friends. And because you are out of that plan and more into hearing the universe. So drop the plan, ask for the information. Tip number 7, let go of linear timing. Creation doesn't work by calendar as much as it pisses me off. Because I can't tell you how many times I've said in the past few years, it's like, hey, I'm willing to have the universe's timeline and please hurry up. We could ask that too, right? But, and also time isn't real. Quantum physics has proved this. I've worked in radio and TV. Trust me, you know time isn't real when you have dead air. 10 seconds can last a lifetime with dead air. So, and that's a TV term, not actual dead air, because that would be morbid. But we're taught that success is linear. I do this, it creates the next thing. Then I do the next thing and it creates the next thing and boom, boom, boom. How often does it actually happen that way? And, you know, and we also have this term of like, well, they just caught lightning in a bottle. Okay, well, it's not like they won the lottery. Maybe they're just willing to receive something different than you are. Not better, not competition, but it's like, for me, those lightning in a bottle moments, just proves that we're all capable of that. So let's go do it, shall we? Let go of the linear timing. Tip number 8, small actual action creates momentum. Thinking does not. One of my favorite slogans I've been, not slogans, mantras I've been saying lately for myself and for clients, progress is the target, not perfectionism. How often are we waiting for everything to be perfect before we take that first step? Stop overthinking it. Take that first step, because when you take that first step, it opens up a whole world of information for you of, does this work for me? Does this not work for me? Do I desire this outcome? But you have to take that first step. And it doesn't have to be a whole, like, I'm committing my whole entire life to this, because that gets you out of the question. But just take that first step, right? Start, if you're going to build a website, start reading about the website builder that you're going to use, or talk to people. Take that first small actionable step, all right? Write the first sentence, all that kind of stuff. Tip number 9, don't justify your desires. This is a big one, my friend. Don't justify your desires. If it lights you up, that's it. You don't owe anybody an explanation of why you're doing this. If it's exciting for you, it's the universe speaking to you about something that is desiring to come through you to have fun with and bring into this world. So if you're excited, go do it. Don't justify it. And don't try to think like, well, if I do this, it's going to mean X, Y, and Z. Sometimes it doesn't mean X, Y, and Z. Sometimes it means A, B, C. You don't know, but you have to take those first actions, like tip number 8, to get to it. But don't justify your desires anymore. If you have that awareness, if you have that little tingle, if it makes you tickle and giggle, you're like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. What if those childhood fantasies wasn't a fantasy? It was information about what you can create, which, by the way, I did a show on that too. Wow, I'm referencing a lot of shows today. It was like, what if the childhood imagination isn't fake or something like that? Go check it out. I did it recently. It's a great show. Okay, but if it, don't justify it. No more justifying, because justifying puts you in that loop. Justifying puts you in that pretense, that pretending, that trying, instead of just going to do it. Okay, so no more justifying of your desires. And then ask, what am I pretending to create instead of choosing? Tip number 10. Yeah, we did them all. What am I pretending to create instead of choosing? And this is a big one, my friends, because how often have we avoided making a choice? Because we think it'll hurt somebody, or we'll fail, or it shouldn't be out there, it shouldn't be done. Where am I pretending to create instead of choosing? Don't use judgment. Use the curiosity, those questions of like, okay, I'm in a loop with this. I am pretending. What am I pretending for? What am I aware of? What do I actually desire? And there isn't a test. You don't have to send me your, I realize this is what I actually desire. I mean, if you want to, at hello@danielle.com, I'd love to read it. I'd love, please, if you feel like sharing, please let me know. But you guys, choosing is exciting. It shouldn't have a heaviness or a density. It's pretending is a stall tactic. And most of us use avoid disappointing. Most of us try to avoid disappointing people, especially if it's us. Okay? You are not here to perform. You're here to create with the universe. That means the energy goes both ways. Okay? You choose, the universe moves. You choose, the universe moves. You don't choose, the universe waits, and so do you. And that's when we get into that pretense, that motion of that no motion, nothing's moving around. Okay? So here's the truth. Most stuckness is stuckness. It's pretending. So what are you trying to pretend to create that if you would be present with your choices, you could create anything you desire, and then getting clear of what it is you desire. Okay, my friends, next week's show is really interesting. Judgment. What is it, and why am I not supposed to do it? I talk a lot about judgment. We're going to get into it deep next week. All right, my friends, until next time, stay curious, stay kind, and keep exploring the world within you.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.